Hey everybody, this is John with Out of Character. We are picking up with our Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign. We're doing a little side quest today with two of our players. We're going to have them go through something special just for them because they're awesome. So if you would go ahead and introduce yourselves and your characters.
Okay, so I will go first then. I am Jessica. I am playing a fighter named Brina Stonebridge, who is with the Keepers. The Keepers are a organization that John and I worked out to kind of add into this universe. They are basically, long story short, they're Grey Warden-esque, and they're going after the undead, and mainly, like, you know, the witches of what. The red wizards and everything, what they have become. So, and then we played in your last,
Horde of the Dragon Queen is the adventure module we're currently running through, yeah.
Yes, and I was in the first one with that.
Yep.
So.
I'm Tina, and I'm playing Fatima, who's a ranger from the high deserts. She's kind of cool. She's a hawk. She's kind of cool.
Cool.
There was this one moment when she was cool and she's on a roof and she's like picking off people. She's like, pew, pew.
She killed one kobold. Two.
They were tough kobolds.
If I could.
They were in a gang.
They were in a cult. That's way cooler than a gang.
That is, bam.
They were not, this was not West Side Story. You know, that when you're a kobold, you're a kobold all the way.
I'm just picturing the kobolds all snapping at
they got leather jackets.
With like the kobold.
They got their kobold, they got their
Their collars popped up,
and they're smoking.
We do not endorse smoking in this podcast.
The reason we're doing this is because, much as I love Horde of the Dragon Queen, this is part of my training for Iron GM, which is something I'm going to be participating in Gen Con, where I have to incorporate three random story elements into a campaign that I make up on the fly. So I was supplied three by Jessica and Tina, and they are Cormyr, which is one of the great cities of Forgotten Realms. I'm pretty sure if you've read a Forgotten Realms book, you're at least vaguely familiar with it, a plateau, which is a geographical feature, and the spell plague, which since this was set after the Sundering, when most of the spell plague has gone away, Jessica threw me a curveball. So I have to think of a way to work the spell plague into things. if you didn't listen to the Horde of the Dragon Queen podcast we did, the last time our adventurers found the town of Greenest under attack by raiders, they defeated them, they fought a dragon, they saved the day, but lots of people died, and we're going to pick up immediately where we left off. So,
actually, if I remember, we saved more lives than...
More lives were saved than lost.
Yes, and but pretty much the city was, like, flattened.
No, it wasn't a pirate victory. Like, you know, like, you definitely... They were there for loot more than to flatten the place. Lots of people were hurt, but we'll get, you know, in the light of day, you will get a full casualty report here. You were all given the chance to visit the keep, wash the dirt off, clean, get some rest, get a meal in you, and most of what you've seen has been just, they've been collecting bodies, and just dozens of dead, hundreds of injured, various degrees of injury, you know, some people just like cuts and bruises, other people lost hands, legs, more serious, you know, permanent debilitating injuries. The town guard has been doing the bulk of the heavy lifting of actually, like, moving things, like, overturned wagons, people's doors bashed in, that kind of thing. So they haven't been asking too much of you. I will ask, what have you been doing with your time thus far in the day?
Let me see. Honestly, I definitely have a couple...
Libations?
A little bit of mead. Probably drank a little bit of that.
Okay.
Not going overboard, but I probably had a couple, drinking horns worth.
It's like a ram's horn.
Okay, so you.
I don't know, but like that. Also checking and seeing like military losses or anything like that. Because she is like more like military minded.
Right. Okay.
So she, like that. Checking with the guard and doing that.
The guard. They suffered some losses. They're by no means devastated. You know, it's not like they lost everyone. They lost a few people. Mostly they were focused on fortifying and holding their ground. So the losses were kept to a minimum. More civilians were lost than members of the guard. But by the virtue of Greenest, there's way more civilians than there are a member of the guard to begin with. The defenses are pretty messed up as such that there were. You know, it's not a fortified town. You know, the keep is a little messed up, but the town will recover.
Mm-hmm.
Militarily, you know, if they were to be come upon by another attack, they could still defend themselves.
Okay.
And what is Fatima doing?
Fatima had a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't have that. I think that's what we decided.
Down on you.
No. I think that's what we figured. She's not.
She doesn't drink.
It's going to be a very much nomadic-y.
Can she drink like the 13th Warrior? Like, can she drink mead because it's made of honey, not the vine?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Well, I'll have to look into
that.
You
have to ask your god that.
Yeah.
I'll ask the helm.
Yeah.
He'll be like, drink that shit.
Drink it. Here's your horn.
Drink it all.
She's been kind of helping more with, like, the horses and such.
Okay. So you have been indispensable at their... The stables have been, you know, overturned. A lot of horses were just roaming around town.
So she's been, with her horse, been kind of gathering horses and bringing them back. Quick first aid on the horses and things like that, just so that their injuries don't get more severe, because she knows...
You've seen a lot of burns, for the most part. It looks like someone set a couple of the stables on fire. Horses got small, light burns as they were escaping. A few dead horses. But for the most part, you've managed to recover all the horses. For your efforts, one of the stable masters decides to reward you, and he gives you 11 gold.
Oh, that's delightful!
Because, you know, that's his livelihood, is to rent horses. He's deeply thankful to you, so he rewards you for your efforts.
Nice! 11 gold? That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. About midday, you are sought out by Governor Nighthill, who you recognize as the highest authority figure in Greenus. He looks very beleaguered. You know, he's covered in dirt, covered in ash. He's clearly been helping with digging people out of their houses throughout the day. He's covered in sweat. He sees both of you as he's moving, you know, toward in your direction. He waves you down like, you know, he's got two honor guards with him. They're just kind of, they've stripped off their armor. Their clothes are just soaked in sweat because they look like they've been, you know, focused on helping get injured old people out of their houses rather than fighting kobolds.
Okay.
As he approaches it, my friends, I appreciate what you've done for us this day. I'm sorry to come to you, but there's an urgent matter that requires your attention.
Okay.
With so many injured, we're still recovering the bodies. I asked a few of our younger citizens to set out into the forest to help bring in some food while we're recovering. I asked them to go out earlier today, and they have yet to return. I wouldn't normally be concerned. They're all able-bodied, but with the recent activity, I'm worried that they may have fallen into a trap, or our attackers may have been lurking closer at hand than we expected.
Okay.
Would you be willing to venture out and try to see what has befallen them?
Okay. I would have no problem with that. I need somebody who's skilled in tracking.
Yes, you're stuck with me. Of course. We got this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. He gives you a general idea of where they would most likely be going to hunt. Greenus doesn't really have a lot of forests around it. There are some, but they're further away, and the game's kind of weird there. There are a number of plateaus where you'll see like a lot of antelope and gazelle and things of that nature, like big herd animals. So they'd most likely be going out to hunt there. They were armed. They were armed. They are able-bodied woodsmen and, you know, hunters. They're not like, they sent the 16-year-olds out with a mead horn and a knife. And they're like, go kill a bear.
Mm-hmm.
So you're tracking and you're following up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we know, does he know, like, general direction?
Yeah.
Can he give us any other information? Detailed information.
Okay. He points you in the direction of, like, well, they went in a northeastern direction from us.
Okay.
They wouldn't go too far. They were on foot.
How long ago?
About 4 or 5 hours.
They haven't gone far.
Okay.
Would you like a horse?
Why not?
That way you can cover more ground more quickly?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They supply you with this very nice, white, beautiful horse.
Okay.
Full tack, very pretty.
Nice.
Braided hair.
Braided hair.
someone's taking care of this horse.
Okay.
It immediately...
It's a good horse. Obeys. Whose horse is this?
Oh, this is my horse.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I mean, is there...
I'm not much of a rider.
Okay.
I've never had much of a skill on horsemanship in my life. But, you know, I've seen her. She's well-shoed and taken care of.
Okay. Well, I will take very good care of her for you. I'll bring her back in one piece.
And then the horse died.
Yeah. Right there.
Keel over his head.
Well, if it died in front of him, I don't care that much.
He turns around and just immediately dies because the team is stabbed inside, like, only my horse.
there may only be one stab.
And you're riding your super awesome horse who has a battle wound.
Yes! That's right!
Oh, yeah. What is the horse's name?
Snow.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's easy to remember. I remember Snow.
He's not a very original man. He just called it Snow because, you know...
It's white.
It's white and pretty and light.
My horse's name is Nassar. It means victory.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
It means... please don't stab me with flint knives.
Mine means better weather than Pittsburgh is having right now.
See how your tracking is going. And I know you get all kinds of crazy bonuses.
Yeah, so what do I roll for that?
Well, you're going to roll a d20.
Okay.
And... Definitely, let's see. That's a one.
Ah!
Yes, it is.
She leads us. I lead everyone off the plateau into a river, and the horse dies.
Yeah, that's awesome. You did.
So I've been following. We've been following Fatima, and now we end up in Cormyr.
Well, okay.
We've been going for a long time.
In her defense, she's a desert tracker.
I'm going to give you advantage on this because it's. A pretty easy one, so you can roll 2d20s. You can have your advantage too, so you can roll 2d20s.
I rolled a 16 thus far.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm rolling again.
Give me another one. And a 5.
Okay.
4. Wow.
This land is strange.
Yeah, I was gonna say, remember, she's a desert. Mm-hmm. She's a desert raider. That's the land she's known.
Yep. So
that's all right. I got your back, girl.
You have a back?
Luckily, you've been in this region for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Candlekeep's not far from here, and their trail is really easy to pick up quite quickly.
Yeah.
My apologies.
I know, you put me in a desert, I wouldn't know what the fuck I was looking at.
Yeah.
I'd be like, a camel.
That's a camel.
that's a sand. That's quicksand.
And that's all you need to know.
And
that's a cactus.
So, you follow the path. It looks like there's like two or three of these guys, and they don't appear to be in any immediate rush. Their steps are, you know, well-paced, but they're not sprinting. There's no sign of, you know, struggle or anything like that. You quickly make your direction, because you're on horseback, and remember, they are on foot. Within about an hour, you come to the end of the trail, and you see that this plateau that they're on, it's a really steep incline. Like, it looks like they might have gone down it on hands and knees, or, you know, on their backsides. Going down on horse would be difficult. You could try it. You would have to make an animal handling check in order to see if you can steer your animal down the side of this thing without going over.
Okay.
Do you really want to risk this horse?
What else are we going to do with it? Just leave it here?
Yeah, you can just tie it to a tree. And...
We'll unbridle it, and my horse will kind of keep an eye on.
There's like, I don't know, ogres and stuff walking around here.
My horse is smart.
Your horse is like that camel from the Scorpion King, isn't it?
What, is it going to be able to untie itself?
Well, you don't. We're not going to tie him up. That'll just lead an ogre to them. Animals live in the wild a lot.
Alright. I will bow to your wisdom.
Lead the charge.
Yes.
It's really dangerous to take the horses down. You're not an experienced rider, which puts you in even more danger.
Okay.
Okay.
They'll be
fine. You're gonna
I will take your word for it. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright. So you're going down, you know, it's not a difficult climb on, you know, like you're not trying to be stealthy and it's not a cliff. It's just not terribly pleasant. When you make it to the bottom, you notice immediately as soon as you're, you know, get down there, there's a broken bow and arrows just scattered at the bottom of this thing.
How many arrows?
Like an entire quiver. It looks like someone upended a quiver.
Okay. It doesn't look like they were fired at anything.
No, it doesn't look like any arrows were fired. It looks like there's roughly, I mean, if you want to count, there's about 15 arrows just kind of like broken and laying all over the place. And there's a bow that's been like just snapped clean in half. The string is still in one piece and it's laying a few feet away.
Blood, signs of struggle.
Perception.
Fourteen.
You do not notice any signs of struggle or blood. You, however, notice a black feather that was caught in the grass. It's really huge, weird black feather. It's not like anything you've ever seen before.
I'll show you the feather. Any idea what this could be from?
Dungeoneering, nature.
You have nature.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna know it.
Anything like like military that I should know about? Like, I don't know.
You can do military if you want to. If you do military, it's gonna be a harder check, but you can do that.
Okay. Which one is military?
Military would be under your skills.
There is no military one.
Or history, I should say.
Oh, history. Yeah. History. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Nope.
Feathers.
Alright.
Feathers.
It's a black.
Are you gonna give it a try?
I'll give it a try. Okay. Why not? So I'm doing what, nature?
Yep, nature.
11 plus the
13. Nice. It looks familiar, but you can't quite nail it down. It's like this.
Okay.
This isn't from a bird.
Okay.
This is not a bird feather. This is some other creature that has feathers. This is not like a crow flew over here that was unusually big or something.
Okay.
So what would you guys like to do with this information?
I say we keep the feather.
Oh, yeah. I put the feather in my bag.
Okay.
And maybe continue. Is there... What else is down here? I mean, it's not like a pit.
No, it's not a
like
pit.
That. It's
basically,
it's just
the plateau splits and there's just tall grass. It's not so tall that you can't see. It's about, like, a little bit less than waist high on an adult, like... So you're probably up to your shoulders.
Okay.
You need a 10-foot ladder on wheels. You need a
segue. I can't hit the narrator.
The weird thing is that looking at this, you both know enough between the two of you. There is no way that someone moved through this grass and left no signs of a trail.
And we're not seeing a trail.
You're not seeing a trail.
Something.
It doesn't look like someone dragged a body through here. There's no signs of, like... They leave something. It went from, like, okay, there's a whole bunch of arrows. There's no immediate sign of a fight. And then nothing.
Okay.
Feather. No signs of walking.
Mm-hmm.
Something flew down here.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Okay. You're the ranger. Show me what it is and I'll hit it.
Well, let's go find it.
Okay. Anything down here? I mean, there's no... Anything on the ground, like hidden doors, caves,
perception
anything
check.
Like that.
Let's see. Give me another one. Let's see.
Okay, I changed my die.
Hockey lose! Victory!
There are no hidden doors or anything like that. As you're... You know, looking, tracking, you find a piece of fabric, this purple bit of cloth, and it's very, very fine material.
Okay.
It's not something that some schlubs from Greenest would be wearing.
Okay. Okay. Can I do a history check?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And I'm just... keep in mind... If I think this is going where it's going... keep in mind that my character is from Impeltor,
mm-hmm.
which is immediately south. Okay. Anyways, continue. Woo! 16.
This looks like...
No, that's 15. I apologize.
This looks like the kind of fabric that would be used in the clothing of a purple dragon.
Okay.
Like, almost certainly.
Okay.
For those who don't know, the purple dragons are pretty much the elite warriors of Cormyr.
Okay.
Cormyr's a long way away from here.
Yes, it is. I know that because, like I said, if you look, Cormyr is directly, like, north of Impeltor.
Yep.
So, and she's from Impeltor.
So it's, like, further north than even way further north.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Are there any trees? I'm looking for some kind of nest.
There are sparse trees scattered across the plains, but not a thick canopied forest where, like, you know, a bunch of
a large creature with feathers would nest kind of thing. Okay.
Nothing immediately evident.
Okay. All right. All right. What?
Continue.
Okay.
She went for marching orders from the boss.
No. Never mind. Okay, so where do we want to go?
I don't know. Because my whole thing is, like I said, something flew down here and grabbed these people. There's no tracks.
Can we use your hawk?
Hercules has a broken wing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's recovering. Fun a dragon, I mean.
Yeah.
Come on, he saved your life.
All right.
You were busy falling?
All right. Oops. Yes, I do remember that.
Okay. And the dragon, like, broke your axe.
All right, let's climb back up. And from the top of the plateau, we might be able to survey the land a little bit better.
Possibly, yeah.
Do that, just kind of look around, find any trees, find any signs of anything.
Because right now we have nothing.
Is this, you know, this clothing or whatever, where you should be able to find whoever is involved with this somehow. They're going to leave some sort of trace.
Okay.
So, all right. So climb back up to the plateau.
The plateau.
Where the, horses are.
So, I need both of you to give me an athletics check to climb back up. It's harder to get back up than it was to get down. It's not terribly difficult. You should manage it fairly handily.
16.
Yeah, you have no trouble.
23.
Yep. Ooh. More than enough. So when you make it to the top, you're about halfway up, and you hear a voice, and it sounds like just a human voice. It's not like a dragon roar or anything like that. It says, "Go back down. It's not safe up here." Yeah, go back down.
Okay. All right.
Who are you?
I don't think we're gonna have horses for too much longer. Sorry.
No one touches my horse.
Okay, I guess go back down because somebody was down there hiding from us.
No, I'm going up.
It's coming from the top.
Yeah,
oh, it's coming from the top.
No.
Up there. They're telling you to go back down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The voices are coming. You're about halfway up, and you hear voices yelling at you to go back down. It's not safe.
Is it like a warning voice, or is it like a threatening tone?
It sounds like a warning voice. It's a high-pitched, human-ish sounding voice.
Okay, yell up. Who goes there?
Woodsman. Yeah, Woodsman.
I'm going up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Brina's gonna be like, "F you, pal."
Yeah, don't touch my horse.
Yeah.
Okay, so you make it to the top. The horses are gone.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured that was gonna happen.
And there are two.
I trusted you.
Squat figures.
That was your first mistake.
I trusted you.
They look really weird. You've never seen anything like this. You immediately recognize what these are. They're two avian-looking little humanoids. They're these short, little, tiny dudes with hoods. They got big clawed feet, clawed hands, huge beaks like ravens or crow faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're Kenku.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what these things are. They're both armed with knives, and they are kind of hunkered down, like, uh-oh.
Okay, so we're basically staring at them.
Yep. They didn't think you were going to come back up. They thought they had more time.
Okay.
I'm kind of fascinated by them.
I want to kill them.
Yeah. What are you guys?
Halt.
Are you trying to get them to halt?
Yes.
Intimidate.
Okay.
Let's see.
Where's my...
Seduce.
Hold on. I'm a plus three in intimidation. Oh, 16.
Okay. They immediately freeze. They make no move to run.
Okay.
They do still have their weapons out, though.
Okay. Who are you?
Tenku.
Where are our horses?
We take them.
Where did you take them?
Elsewhere.
Can you take us to our horses?
No.
Why not?
They are ours now. We take them to the great Tenku god.
What, were you here, did you have other buddies here?
Yeah.
And they're all gone?
Murder. Murder, 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 murder.
Wait, they were murdered?
Murder.
Your little buddies were murdered?
No.
You murdered?
No. Many Kenku, murder.
Oh, a murder of Ken. Okay, like a murder of crows. How delightful.
Track while I'm talking to him.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna track. Hold on.
See if you can see tracks.
Okay.
Or actually, that would be survival. I'm sorry. I've been giving you the wrong thing.
That's plus four, so that's 19.
Yeah, there's a really clear trail. Someone is riding those horses straight the direction you came.
Okay.
Okay, where do you come from?
Secret. We not tell you, stinky short human.
Alright, this is... Yeah.
I kind of put a hand on, kind of step in front of you.
Yeah, the other one like is a little more bold.
At that point, I pull out my axe, and now I'm hitting it. You know,
so you're going to give him a
shield. No, not that. I'm like an intimidation thing. Like, come on, you little shit, you want to go?
Just steps in front of you. I have no quarrel with you guys. But if anything happens to those horses, we will have a problem.
We sell them.
I will buy them from you.
They hold up their little finger. One moment. They kind of like lean closer. They're whispering. They look at you. Then they look back. Look back at you. How much money? Much gold?
Well, to be honest with you, they're really not worth that much right now.
They're valuable.
They're valuable, but not that valuable. One of them's
injured.
We'll give you
10 gold each.
Oh my.
100 gold each.
Deal.
Are you lying through your teeth?
I'm going to give them, like a copper. Here's 100 gold. Try to trick them. That's my plan. What is this?
Wait a second.
Is this bluff? No, there's no bluff anymore.
No, there's no bluff anymore.
Performance.
Persuasion? Performance?
Persuasion.
Or persuasion.
Let's say, yeah, do a persuasion. Deception.
Mean,
deception, I'm sorry.
Oh, deception.
Deception.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see if you can
deception.
Lie.
Come on, poor girl!
19.
Get my horse back.
Wait. They immediately knock. Okay, you come with us.
Okay.
We blindfold you, though. You know about where hideout.
Okay.
We blindfold you, too.
Takes, you know, her scarf off and covers her eyes.
They wave their hands in front of your eyes. They make faces at you. They're satisfied that you can't see them. They put a... They got this nasty, dirty black cloth they wrap around your eyes.
I'm not putting that on my face.
It clean?
No, it's not.
What are you...
Clean.
They spit on it!
One of them unties a garter that he's wearing.
I'm not putting that on my face.
Why? I untie
because
another
I said...
scarf and hand it over. Put this on. Trust me.
Okay. I will do it.
Okay.
I can see through it.
He wraps his garter back on.
It's a white scarf.
They wave their hands in front of your eyes to check. And then they just kind of like, they're shoving you guys through the grass.
But you do not need to shove.
Need to show. Way this go. Kenku.
You just go ahead of us and I will follow you.
How you follow, you know, see.
I can hear you. And I can smell you.
They walk in front of you. You hear them talking back and forth in a language that neither of you knows. You're walking for about 30 minutes. You notice that the rocky plateau has given way to much softer ground. You hear, you know, like the sound of like woodland animals. You're pretty sure they've led you into the forest that were a little further away. They stop you after about 45 minutes. They take off the blindfolds. You see this little tiny camp. It's basically like one lean-to that's just covered in bits of, like, anything shiny, but it's mostly, like, junk, like broken swords, coin, like copper coins that just litter all over the top of this lean-to. There's a small campfire. There are two more Kenku who are going about the process of just, like, moving through these little bags. They're just, like, pulling out, like, little bits of things. And you also see your horses that have been tied up.
They look okay?
They look fine. Okay. They have feed bags, and they seem very happy. You give us gold, you take horses, you go.
Have you seen any other humans around here recently?
Many.
Like how many? If we had to put a number up.
Legion. We take their stuff.
Kenku's gone. Are there any here now?
No, only Kenku.
Can we take a look at their stuff? We won't touch it.
We show you.
Okay.
They show you a bag, and it is just full of like silver plates, silver candlesticks, gold coins. It looks like a hodgepodge of stuff that's just been like snatched from God knows where.
Anything like distinctive on it that gives symbols me like a name? You know what I mean? That can tell
you
me.
You see family crests, but you don't recognize them.
These okay.
Look like,
okay.
Like passed down through the line, like pewter candlesticks, that kind of thing. You, if you really wanted to, you could probably try and recognize them. You might be able to come up with something with a history check, but nothing like immediately.
But, I mean,
recognized.
Is it even worth it? I mean, why not? What the hell? Why not? I have history for a reason. I'm going to use it. I don't know any of them.
Yeah, these are...
You fell asleep during class.
They're not recognizable to you.
Okay.
You recognize the craftsmanship's good. It's old stuff, but it's not...
So you guys got this stuff off of Legion?
Yes. They stupid.
Nice. This is a lot of good stuff.
It is.
Do you have their uniforms?
We have one.
Can I see it?
They go rooting around on the back. They take out this black high collar. It looks kind of like a dress. You recognize it, both of you do, as the garb of the cultists that you guys fought. The true cultists. This one's stupid. We steal his clothes. We throw him in ditch.
Was he alive?
Yeah. Can humans fly?
Wait, can you know where the cultists are? Do you know where their base is and everything?
Maybe.
Huh.
What are you thinking?
Okay. These guys might be able to help us.
Maybe. You guys
I mean, we're just found like a little band of mercenaries that are going to help us. So right now, I am not going to be aggressive toward these guys.
No,
So, okay. Now, just real quick, we are looking for three people that would look similar to us.
Human?
Hunters.
Yeah, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Nightmaster, take them.
Who is the Nightmaster?
He... Big, scary Kenku. He come from far.
Okay.
Fly down, grab them, and take them up into sky.
Is there any way to talk to him or anything, or...?
He'd be mad.
At you?
Maybe.
We can't put them in danger. Can you show us, can you tell us where he is? We won't tell him you told us.
They take out this horn, this black animal horn, with a huge crack running down. Like, blow this.
Right now? I don't know if I want to do it right here.
We don't want you guys to get in trouble.
We hide.
Okay. Alright.
They scatter. They're running into the bushes.
And this is your god?
This Nightmaster.
You said... Okay. Alright. You want the honors or shall I?
You can do it! That's actually really good. Yeah.
Okay. This thing is way louder than it should be. I mean, you did a really good job blowing the horn. You have experience with that. But these things... This thing just echoes for miles. Wind picks up, and a Kenku that's easily twice as tall as... He's like as tall as you. He also has purple wings that are just extending out from his shoulders. Kenku don't have wings, and he's flying, and he just soars in, and he's wearing a purple robe, and he's just got like these big blue veins just creeping up him, and his skin is mottled and nasty looking wherever he's not covered in feathers, and his eyes glow bright purple, and he's got a knife in one hand and this just spear in the other, and he's just hovering there looking at you.
Okay. Do I notice, first off, do I notice anything? Does he appear undead?
He is not undead.
Okay, I mean...
Definitely not.
So, okay. We're looking for three boys.
They are mine now.
Where are they?
I have taken them into my protection.
What do they need protected from?
From the hordes that come into my lands.
Where is your lands?
All lands shall be mine soon. I have already taken these four under my protection. He points in the general direction the Kenku ran off in.
Okay.
More
do I recognize what he is?
He appears to be a Kenku.
Okay.
Can I do...
Oh, he's spellplay.
Can I do some kind of test to see if I would... No, he said Kenku. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Well, we need those boys back. The families are worried about them. And I can promise you they'll be under my protection. I give you my word.
Okay, can I... I guess this would be, what, an arcana check? Or maybe a history check? Just to see if he is spell-plagued?
Yes, arcana check would definitely be...
Yeah, I don't have it, but... It
won't be a hard check.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's clearly under the effects of the spell plague.
Okay. I thought the spell plague was eradicated.
For the most part.
No, I'm asking him.
Oh. I'm sorry. In character.
Yes, I'm sorry.
He pops himself up. I'm not plague. I am protector. I protect these woods. I protect everyone.
You protect everyone? Then what's your intentions with the boys?
I make them strong. Protect them.
How are you making them strong?
I changed them.
That's bad.
You're changing them into what?
Warriors. They fight me. They lose.
Well, they have jobs. They have families that need them.
He shrugs. They have new family now.
Can you take this to them?
He considers it. You fight for me.
I'll fight you for them.
You lose.
Well, what, are you very confident about that? Trust that I will not fall so easy. I can do it. Can I do an intimidation check?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fourteen. Meh.
He's not impressed.
Yeah.
You will lose. I am mighty. I do magic.
Okay.
I can make berries.
We're all gonna die.
From my magic good berries.
So what do you guys want to do here? He is not... enamored with the idea of taking you to see his boys. They're his. You can't have them.
Right. I thought we're freaking lost boys.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do. We can't follow him. He's gonna fly away.
Yeah.
My lantern won't help here, would it?
No, in this case, he's not dead. So.
Yeah.
We have to fight him. I've given him a chance.
You have to fight him, or you have to convince him that it's not worth his time.
I've already pretty much challenged him. And I don't want to back
really,
down.
He didn't, yeah, okay.
Okay, so if you want to try to convince him or something, I leave this up to you. Otherwise, I'm going to put my axe in his face.
Let me give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give him a chance before I would agree to, you know, fighting. He's spell plagued? What's that?
Basically, the spell plague was a corrupting magical force that spread throughout Faerun. It turned, like, this thing was powerful enough to affect demigods and make them horrible monstrosities.
Okay. What if I can provide you with more protectors? More things that you can protect?
How?
I'm a great hero in the city over there.
I roll my Greenest? Eyes.
Yes.
I roll my eyes again.
I know many things.
Such as what?
Many things.
Like?
Secret things.
Like what?
He holds up the little orb that he's got in his hand, and it just lights up.
What is that?
Magic. He pulls it away from you.
Oh, no, no. I'm not going to take that from you. That's yours.
How long have you had that magic?
Many years. Many, many years.
Do you know how to use it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think he knows how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you he just found it.
I know magic.
I don't think you do.
I know much magic.
Prove it.
How?
However you want. I don't know what kind of magic you have.
Oof. I do magic. I what? Show you.
Like what?
Show me.
He points at the horse.
No!
Snaps his fingers. And it turns bright green.
Which horse?
Fatima's. Magic!
Suicide!
He points at Snow. Snaps his fingers. And it just enormous white wings sprout out of either side of this thing. Magic. I know magic.
He glued some wings onto your horse.
Yeah.
That's not really that impressive.
What? You do magic, then.
That's a fit.
Magic! Sorry.
Tina just did the thumb trick for those of you at home.
The rubber pencil, you're gonna do the big, like, whoa!
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You know, here's
that's
the thing. That's really pretty and all.
Yeah.
But you haven't showed me anything that can actually be threatening.
I not want you to explode. My magic is powerful.
Can you make a tree explode?
No, I like trees.
What don't you like?
Elves.
Unfortunately, we don't have any of them around. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, okay.
Yeah, I'm not really impressed. Yeah, we gotta go find those boys.
Yeah.
I think something really powerful, really big and menacing got them.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't run into anything like that here, so we should continue our search.
Yeah.
Does 23 hit your AC?
Wait, how do
I'm
that again?
I'm sure it does.
I'm pretty sure it does.
What's my armor class?
Armor class is
right?
Here. Yep.
Yeah, 15. Crap. I can't stand you.
You take 5 damage, he whips a rock at you and just ping right off your forehead.
Ow!
Magic rock!
That is not magic!
Magic.
Go for it.
He's dancing. He's happy. Magic, magic, magic. And he mimics you. He copies your voice. He goes, that's not magic. Ha, ha, ha.
While he's doing that, I'm going to shield bash him. Can I get close enough and actually knock him in his ass?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Roll d20 plus your proficiency and your attack class.
11.
More than enough.
Okay,
roll damage. So you're just bashing him with a shield.
My shield is just 1d4.
Plus your strength modifier and your proficiency bonus.
3.
Yeah, you knock him out. You hit him right on the back of the head, and just ding, You hear the bell, he falls face down in the moss, and just lays there completely out.
Dang.
The other kobolds all come running out of the bushes and look down at him. You beat Nightmaster. He's strong.
Yes, he's godlike.
Do you know where his lair is?
Yeah. It up there.
In the tree?
Up there.
In the tree.
Just, okay, all up there.
Uh-huh.
Can you climb? Well, first thing I'm going to do is tie this asshole up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going to secure him as best I can.
I have rope. Do you need it?
I'm sure I have rope.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's in the kit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tie him up. No problem.
Okay. Lot.
So you're going to try to climb up your head, your forehead, and just leading.
Just, I put my sword around it.
That's not magic.
He's dancing.
No, that's Brina mocking her.
The best kind of magic there is.
Rock throwing.
Remember that episode of the Batman animated series where it's like almost got him and all the Batman villains are sitting around the bar talking about
yes!
how they almost got Batman?
How they, every time they almost...
Killer Croc, I threw a rock at him.
Doesn't Batman show up in the end?
Batman is Croc.
Okay, Croc yes, story sucks, yeah, he's yeah. Like,
I threw a rock at him.
Go climb up.
Oh, by the way, the wings immediately just fade into nothing, and your horse turns back to its regular color.
Okay. He's an illusionist. That's why I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool, but I don't think it's real.
Because that was my thing, from the movie we watched. Because he wasn't doing anything, like, fiery at us. I changed what that looked like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not Magneto, this was Dazzler. Or this is, like, Squirrel Girl.
This
Your
was,
favorite.
This was,
I know. Somebody from the thing, oh, Squirrel Girl's tough, she took down Thanos. Yeah, fuck
Squirrel Girl's
she
power
sucks.
Is that she can't lose any fight because rage. I was trying to think of an illusionist from Marvel, like Mastermind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Brother
yeah.
of Evil Mutants.
Yeah.
Or,
Mysterio,
yes.
Yeah.
Isn't he Fishbowl Head?
Fishbowl yeah. Head. He
yeah.
should be played by Bruce Campbell in a Spider-Man movie if there is a
Did
justice.
You see the, trailer for Ash versus the Evil Dead?
I haven't.
Oh my god! I'm so happy! It's like I've been waiting years for this! It's been like 25 years! Okay, continue.
Okay.
So anyway. You climb in a tree?
Yeah, I don't have any. I don't.
You should have athletics. You have athletics.
I do.
You
okay.
Do. So, it's a really tall tree, but there's lots of good handholds. Shouldn't be too difficult for you. You easily scale this tree. You make it about...
That's right, you're in the desert. Like, I made you climb the tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops, that might have been a mistake.
So
what
the
is this weird thing?
While watching her climb, she good climber. She not fall like the last one. And...
Oh, God!
Just deadpan looking right at me. So you make it way, 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 way up to the point where, like, everyone... You can still see it's not like before. Remember in The Hobbit, Bilbo goes up the tree and he's just like, oh, it's pretty.
Yeah.
You're about that high.
Okay.
There's this big, nasty nest that looks like it was made out of a web. It's just, like, giant web and old bits of, like, twigs that have been stuck together. And there's three boys tied up, unconscious. They look like they're about 16. They've been gagged. You notice that they have, like, dried mud and, like, sigils and stuff just, like, written all over
them.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I was just trying to see. Okay. I can go walk over them.
Yeah.
And, okay. So I go over and I'm kind of, you know, with my knife, untie them and kind of smack in their face. Kind of, come on, guys, wake up.
Give me a dexterity saving throw.
What's that?
Well, add a 6 and roll a d20.
12! Couldn't die or die.
You take one step, and this whole nest just collapses beneath you, and you fall.
Do I notice this?
Yeah, you notice. You notice immediately. And the boys are falling too.
I mean, fuck. What are we gonna do? You
can catch one of them. Soften their fall.
Is there a wagon, anything around that I could just, like, kind of throw underneath them? How far... Wait, how high up is this?
About 100 feet.
So as I'm falling, I kind of try to grab the guys and try to fall so that they at least land.
You
want to
use
me.
That? Oh, you're going to tell you to absorb the brunt of the fall? Okay.
I'm lawful good, don't I?
You want to save them. I like that. So yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll just kind of stand there with my arms out and save whoever I can.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of trying to make sure they're okay.
Let's see. You are almost gonna hit the ground, and then you just stop. And the Kenku look at you. You do magic, and then you fall face first into the ground. She magic too, like Nightmaster, only better.
I just kind of look at you. Was that you?
Yes, we are your gods now.
Yes.
What happened to the three guys? Did they catch all of them?
Yeah, they all stopped, like, about...
Okay, yeah, they all did. Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. I was just making sure it just wasn't
nope.
her.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
the other
okay.
two just went splat.
No.
Nope. I'd be really pissed.
I saved you.
That'd be, like, horrible, because you're, like, face down, they all just splat. You're like, Anyways.
The Kenku are very impressed.
I want to look over at the other one, the mm-hmm. spell-plagued one.
Mm-hmm. He's still unconscious.
Okay.
We're taking him back.
Oh, yeah, we are. But is there any more? I'm going to ask the Kenku, is there any more of these people around? Any more people with powers?
No, Nightmaster only with powers.
Okay. Okay. We are...
You booking?
Yeah.
How many of these guys are there again?
Of the hunters or the Kenku?
The Kenku.
Four.
We...
And then the hunters, are they conscious and everything?
They
or?
Appear to have been knocked out.
Okay.
And tied up.
Alright, well we...
You know what?
Let's toss them. We'll put them on the horses and we'll just leave the horses
yeah.
back. No problem
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just kind
of
grab them.
Mm-hmm. Straight
them on,
the
yeah,
horse.
Just throw them on the horse. Mm-hmm.
We should bring our new friends into our services, our army.
Yes.
Kenku are looking. Where we go?
We go to Greenest.
They don't like us there.
Why not?
We take things.
Well, what if you guys stay here at this camp, and this will be our outskirt camp?
Or we could speak for them. If we take you with us, you promise not to take things?
Maybe.
That's a no. Alright.
If we keep him here...
Well, aren't we all running from this? Whatever the hell's coming?
Yeah, there's bad stuff coming. You guys might want to come with us.
We say, we're good at hiding.
You guys going to remain here? You guys know where the cultists are. Or the those people with the robes.
Dragonmen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know where they are?
Yeah.
Okay, can you take us to them?
For gold.
But
I will give you gold.
Yeah.
You owe us gold for horses, too.
Yeah, and I will give him,
You ask money from your gods?
Magic. You're not god.
Alright, well here. Give him, I'll give him like, 10 copper.
Hey,
here's 100 gold.
That's not gold, that's copper.
Damn it.
Didn't you try to do this another time?
I know.
Is this like your favorite
move? It is. I think it's brilliant. Sometimes it works. Okay, well then you can come with us. We'll vouch for you.
Fine. They follow you.
Okay.
Reluctantly. Slowly.
Now, just real quick before we leave, can I do anything around here? Perception check? See if I don't know, anything.
What are you checking for? Anything in general?
Anything weird. Yeah. Why did that happen? Like, what's weird? What's not right here?
What are we not
no
seeing?
Idea whatsoever.
Okay.
Maybe I need to climb back up and jump back down. And let's see if it happens again.
Shall I take one of these little guys up with you?
No!
When you get to the top, throw him off and see what happens.
Why didn't I throw you off? That's mean!
I was kidding, but...
I don't think you were!
alright. You're
starting to get sober.
Okay, yeah, go up. She's don't, not sober. You jump off. Actually, yeah. Is there anything around here I can just, like hay or anything I can
Well, remember that the nest that she was standing on completely collapsed, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
There's really nothing to stand on to do a swan dive off this thing.
Okay. Is the nest on the ground?
The remains of the nest are on the ground.
Can I search that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything, I guess, perception?
Yep. There is a kit, soldier kit. And it looks like it's very, very old. Lots of the emblems of, like, Purple Dragon and Koromir. This looks like soldier gear that's more than 100 years old.
Okay. Huh.
Magic of some sort in it?
No magic. It's not well-maintained. It's pretty much junk at this point. It's, like, rusted into the sword's rusted into the scabbard.
Hmm. That's neat, though.
You also notice that... Remember that purple cloth you found?
Mm-hmm.
The big magic Kenku that you knocked out, he's wearing the rest of it.
Okay.
Was this his? Is that possible?
I don't know.
He said he's been doing magic for many years.
Alright, I'm trying to wake him up.
Why I tied up? I turn you into frogs!
Okay. Alright, no. What is this?
Mine.
Okay, where did you get it?
Home.
Where is home?
Koromir.
Okay, why... Okay.
I make great city like Koromir here.
Okay. Alright. How long have you been here? Was this your uniform or anything?
Mine.
You wore this at one time?
Yes, I wore it now. It looked good.
You do look very nice in it. Matches your eyes.
Blink.
Yeah, how's the head?
Every Joe just kind of punch you in the arm.
Ow!
Yeah, by the way, how's your head?
Something hit me. It hurt. Ouch.
Yes.
It was a rock.
I hate rocks. I not like being tied up. Untie.
No.
I do magic.
When did you start doing magic?
Small. Very small.
Okay. Did something happen to you?
He shrugs.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. I mean,
is there other magic around here?
Okay, so my friend fell from your little nest, and then she stopped in the middle of the air. Why?
Magic.
Is that your magic?
No.
Whose magic is it?
She shrugs.
Do you know? Okay. Is there any more magic users around here, or...?
No.
Okay.
Did you stop me?
I am conscious.
So magic just has a mind of its own here.
The veil is thin.
The weave is strong here.
Yes, yeah, I know. Leilands. Different. I don't know. I'm not a magic user. I don't know.
Is this Sebastian's character?
Yeah.
We'll just have to talk to him.
You let me go now, please. I not like being tied up.
What?
I can't, we can't let you go. You're gonna come back to Greenest with us.
No.
I cannot let you go.
No.
Why don't you want to go?
They chopped my hands off.
Why will they chop your hands?
They're traitors. Traitors are spies. Traitors are spies.
I give you my word they will not chop your hands off.
He's squirming. He's trying to get out of his bond. No real luck.
No, he's coming back.
Koromir,
Cormyr.
You want to go to Cormyr?
Yes. Home.
All right, well, we have to go back to the city and then...
We'll
make arrangements.
He settles down.
Okay. So, I don't know, search the air. I mean, there's nothing we can do.
Yep.
There's literally nothing we can do.
Yeah, no. I agree.
The only thing we can do is just take this area, what we found, take everything and report it back.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go.
But gather up as much as we can get. You know what I mean? Like, kind of grab some, I don't know.
The Kenku are not going to let you dismantle their camp.
Okay.
They're not, they'll go with you, but they're not going to let you, take all their shinies.
Is there any shinies specifically you want?
No, but we also can't let them sit there and rob people.
Still stuff from people who stole it, though.
Yeah, that is true.
How would you guys like to be heroes?
What heroes?
Gods.
God's busy.
The stuff you have, it was stolen from other people, and we need to return it.
Why?
Because it's theirs.
Ours now. We like it.
But other people liked it before you liked it.
We like it more.
Would you like it if I took your things?
No. That bad. No take our shinies.
Exactly. So people don't want their shinies taken.
They stupid. They should not lose shinies.
Tell you what. Let's take the stuff back and find its rightful owners, and then I will find you some shiny stuff.
Persuasion.
Bang!
20.
16.
Lots of shinies.
Lots of shinies. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It shakes your hand. The other one spits in his hand and offers it to you. You Kenku now.
Yay.
You in murder. 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 Murder.
Punches you again.
Okay. So you're going to take the kids, untie them, leave the Nightmaster tied up, and take everyone back to Greenness, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're taking him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're taking everyone.
Okay. The Kenku follow you on foot. They're pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're not, trying to go as fast as humanly possible.
No, because we have everyone on the horses, and we're just leading them along, so we're at a walk pace.
Okay.
We don't want to hurt the boys anymore.
As soon as you make it out of the woodlands, which, there's thick trees overhead, so it's been giving you that kind of, shadowy effect, the Nightmaster explodes. And just a shower of purple smoke and, a little bit, fireworks of various color just go shooting off in every direction, and you're pretty sure that you just hear a cacophony of these horrible, weird, grating musical notes, and there is now a man laying face down over your horse, still in the robe.
Check to see if he's alive?
Yes, he is alive.
Okay.
Okay.
Where am I?
Who are you?
I am Lintus.
Hello, my name is Brina.
Why am I tied up?
You were a little different a few minutes ago.
The last thing I remember was flying over the forest. I had taken the shape of a bird for surveillance, and then there was a great light, and everything gets fuzzy after that.
Okay.
I remember eating worms. Why was I eating worms?
Protein?
So you were hungry?
What year do you think it is?
I can't remember.
Okay. You're near the Sword Coast. South of Baldur's Gate. In a town called Greenest.
I'm familiar with Greenest, but it looks different.
Where are you from?
Cormyr.
That's what I thought. Is that where you were the last time you remember?
No, I remember I was flying towards Neverwinter.
Okay. Well, I think a little bit of time has passed for you. Wait, who is it? Is it a human?
It's a human.
Okay. And what are you, a shapeshifter, or?
No, I possess some magic, but I'm not a shapeshifter.
I think a little bit of time has gone by. I don't know. A little bit. Okay, what I'm assuming, this is out of character. What I'm assuming is this guy was going somewhere and all of a sudden the spell plague hit. Boom. Now he's spell scarred.
Yep.
That was basically it. And I guess, I don't know how long ago that was when the spell plague hit.
Many hundreds of years, if memory serves.
Okay. Yeah, so this guy's freaking old. Yeah, so basically I'm just going to kind of explain to him what happened.
So,
as easy as I can, you know what I mean?
Are you going to leave him tied up while you explain this to him?
No, I'll untie him.
He listens.
And I'm gonna be truthful with him. I'm going to sit down and be like, all right, dude, this is what's up.
He takes it as well as can be expected. After you finish relaying, you know, the last century or so of activity to him, like, well, I appreciate what you've done. I think it's time for me to return home and try to see what the state of the city is in. I wish I could offer you something to reward you for your intervention, but he's wearing like a tattered robe. He's got like. But if you're ever in Cormyr, you can ask for me, and I will do everything I can to be of assistance to you.
All right. Can I write that down as like a contact?
Yep, Lintus. Lintus of the Purple Dragons.
Okay. So.
Master, he's ugly now.
Lintus, Purple Dragons. Okay. I need no reward, no payment, or anything like that. I would like to say, can I keep this rusty symbol? You know what I mean? The thing that you got.
His old sword?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It's a little use to me. If you want it, it is yours.
Okay. I mean, it's not worth it. It's just me. To me, it's a cool souvenir.
If you don't mind, I'll accompany you back to the town. I think I need to make arrangements to purchase a horse to start making my way home. I'd just as soon not fly again for a while.
I understand. Okay.
When you guys make it back, the town guards give you a little bit of a hard time because you're bringing a weird, crazy-looking man and some kenku into the town, but they let you in. And I think that's where we're going to stop your little side quest adventure.
Okay.
So, woo! Thanks for coming.
Didn't die!